All right, as they're making their way forward, there's a special holiday coming up in a few days. What's the name of that again? Christmas, that's right. Christmas is coming up in 6 days, right? Are y'all looking forward to it?
Yeah.
Are the teachers looking forward to it?
Yeah.
All right, so we have 6 volunteers here. All right, I thought since Christmas is coming up in 6 days, I thought we would have a little bit of a Father TJ Christmas party. Would you guys like that? So if we have a Christmas party, what kind of things will we need? Yes?
Presents.
Presents. Do you think I have presents?
What?
Do you think there's presents?
No.
You don't think there's presents in here? All right, well, why don't you reach in here and find out? Go ahead, pick one out. We're going to talk about some gifts that we might get. So we're going to open some presents here. You guys pretty excited about this? How about that? Why don't you open it? So why don't you face so everybody can see you? All right, so they see your face. All right, go ahead. Go to town. Open it up. What did you get? What is it? Everybody's with anticipation. This is so exciting. Do you need some help? Have you ever opened gifts before? It's a box. What's in the box? It's in the box. Let's open it from here. It's going to be easier. There's some tape there somewhere. Let's just rip it open. How about that? All right, there you go. What's in the box? So just rip it open. What's in there?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing? Really? Nothing. Is that true? Is there nothing in here?
Yeah.
They might have a science final this week. Is that true? Is there nothing in here?
Nothing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who said that? What is it?
Air.
It's air. Now, how would we survive without air? How would we survive? How would we survive without air?
Breathing.
We need it to breathe. So, is this a pretty cool present? Yeah? You think so? Really? All right, well, that's cool. Here, why don't you hold on to this? You remind us what that means. So that's a gift, right? The gift of air. What else do we have? What other gifts? Go ahead, somebody else reach in there. What other awesome presents are in there? Go ahead, open it up. Whoa, what is it?
Spam.
Do you know what spam is? I don't know what it is either, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know. But now we have food for our party. Is that a cool gift?
Yes.
It's a cool gift in the sense that we have food to eat. Is it a cool Christmas present?
No.
Would you like to open a whole lot of this on Christmas morning?
No.
No. But it is a gift. Food is a gift. Do we need food to live?
Yes.
And who gives us food?
God. Oh,
so that's not a bad gift. What other gifts do we have? What other presents are in that bag? Oh, that's the best one of them all. You okay? Did that hurt?
No.
Okay, what is it? No, turn around so everybody can see. What is it? Everybody's excited. They want to know. Father TJ's excited about the gift. What is it?
A hanger.
A hanger? A hanger for what?
Hang your clothes.
For what? Oh, is that a cool gift or what? Is the hanger cool? Would you like, how many of you, raise your hand if you on Christmas morning asked for one of these? Did you say, I want a white coat hanger? No, yeah, right, guys. Okay, put your hands down. Now, okay, listen up, because this is important. Okay, it's not so much this that's representing, but it's what you put on it. Which would be what? Clothes. And so clothes, are those a good gift? And who gives us that? God gives us that. All right, who was holding on to this? Who drew this? I forgot. Who had this?
You.
Okay, you okay? We got a couple more gifts. Any more in that pocket? Okay, we're going to switch pockets. Sorry. All right, let's move to this pocket.
Ooh, this is going to be awesome.
Go ahead. There's more gifts. What else? Go ahead, open it up. Turn around so everybody can see it. Because everybody's dying to know what's in the gift box.
Band-Aids!
You guys are all huddled around here.
Band-Aids!
Is it really Band-Aids?
Yeah!
How'd that get in there?
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. It's in there. So what's a Band-Aid? What's it for?
It's for when you're hurt.
Hold on, I'm asking him. What is it for?
When you're hurt.
When you're hurt. Okay, so Band-Aids can represent what?
Putting on.
Our health. Oh, so like when we're sick, we put on a Band-Aid, we feel better, right? So, this Band-Aid, is Band-Aids a cool gift? Anybody looking forward to Band-Aids for Christmas? I want to point out something. As we're opening up these gifts, do you see how excited you guys are getting?
Yeah.
It could be Cole, and you guys would be like, oh, it's a gift! Oh, it's so much fun to open up! But this, my friends, represents our health. Now, who gives us our lives? Who gives us our... God gives us our lives, and he gives us our health. And so we continue to ask God to bless us with good health. Pretty cool?
Yeah.
Couple more gifts. Okay, a couple more volunteers. We got one in there. What you got? Oh, buddy. All right, everybody, open it up so everybody can see. All right, you guys are kind of huddled up here, a little too close. Let's back up. Back up, back up.
It's a book.
Oh, what is that?
A book.
Here we go. You want to grab that trash here? What is it? What kind of book? What does it say? Read it to us.
The Father of the Church.
The Fathers of the Church. Do you know whose textbook this is? I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's mine from seminary when I was learning all about God. This was from a class called Patristics. And so I had to learn all of these and read all about the fathers of the church and what they taught about God and his love. What does this book represent? Miss Lisa? What was that? No, you got it right. Education. Who's excited about all the final exams this week? No, yay. Now, I know you're not that excited, but guys, listen up. This is important. You should be thankful that you have an opportunity to learn. You should be thankful you have an opportunity to go to school. Test, not so fun. But learning can be fun because we learn a whole bunch of cool stuff. And it's a special blessing you're here at St. Mary Magdalene, which means you get to learn about God and his love. Once a week, we come here before our Lord to praise him, to give him thanks for all the gifts that he gives us. So don't just, oh, final exams stink. No, they help us learn. And we learn a lot of cool stuff about God, about science, about math, about reading, about history. And they're all great things. So don't take this gift lightly. Pretty cool gift? Who had the book? One more gift. Who hasn't opened yet? It's going to be in this pocket. And this is probably the most important gift of them all, because we're going to celebrate the whole reason. Okay, before you open it up, let's talk about the gospel real quick. The gospel in the first reading, there were two important things that happened. The first reading, there was a lady who was going to have a baby, and his name was? Samson. Samson, first reading. Second reading was another lady who was going to have a baby, and his name was? John the Baptist, who was preparing the way for the Lord. And so those are great gifts that God gives us as babies, right? So, what baby are we going to celebrate on Tuesday?
Jesus,
right? So open the next gift. What do you have? Be sure you open it for everybody to see. Everybody's looking in. They're so anxious. You guys are so excited about opening these gifts. What is it?
Diaper!
It's a diaper? Oh.
Diaper!
Hey, guys, have no fear. This is my nephew's diaper. He's 6 now, so this hasn't been used in several years. So, no, I'm just kidding. It's unused. So this diaper represents what? Okay, what? It's whose birthday on Tuesday? Jesus. So this represents the gift of a baby who came into the world to set us free. Okay, so guys, listen up, because this is what we are here for today. We are continuing to celebrate Advent. How many candles on that wreath are lit right now? Yes, sir.
4.
How many are lit? Yes.
3
are lit. So we're in the third week of Advent. We've got another week. The Sunday is going to be the fourth Sunday of Advent. And then we celebrate Christmas. So right now we're preparing our hearts for all the gifts that God gives us. Now, my friends, this is a homework assignment I have for you. And I know you're going to finish school. You guys are going to go on your way. And this is a homework assignment I hope you all take seriously. And I hope you all remember to do. We had a lot of fun today opening gifts, right? We had some okay gifts. Now, what we had some, the presents weren't that great for Christmas, but they represent great gifts. The ability to breathe, our health, clothes, food, education, right? These are all great, wonderful gifts. Now, you guys are going to be so excited on Christmas morning because you're going to be tearing into these gifts. Can't wait to see what's inside. But this is what I want you to do for your homework assignment. I'd ask you to stop before you open up your gifts. And let me have this gift. And I want you to thank God for what? Diapers? No, not diapers. For who? Who wears the diaper? Baby Jesus. Guys, this is what I want you to do. This is your homework assignment. And I'm going to be really sad. Listen up, everyone, because this is really important. I'm going to be really sad if we come back from Christmas and everybody says, Father TJ, we forgot to do your homework assignment. This homework assignment is for the Lord. It's for Jesus. Because I want you, before you open your gifts, to say, Lord, we thank you for the greatest gift we've ever gotten. That's the gift of your Son. The gift of your Son who came into our world, who set us free. I think that our Lord Jesus is a little sad when people get up on Christmas morning and they're opening up these gifts and they're like, oh, this is not a good gift, but this is awesome. And look at all the stuff I got. And nobody stops to thank Jesus. I think that breaks his heart a little bit. Because the whole reason we celebrate his birthday is because of his saving love in our lives. And so if we just go about our day on Christmas and open up our gifts and just think about me and all the food I'm going to eat and the cool desserts, then we're missing the message that our Lord came into our lives as a baby, as one of us, to set us free. So for your homework assignment, before you tear into those gifts, before you start getting along excited and playing with all your Christmas toys, say, Mom and Dad, let's stop. Let's stop and say a prayer right now to thank God for the gifts he's given us. The gift of air, the gift of clothes, the gift of our shelter, the gift of our health, the gift of food, and we thank you for the gift of our Lord Jesus. My friends, this is a very, very, very important homework assignment because that's the reason for the season. Our Lord came into our world for each and every one of you. And I would hope that you take this homework assignment seriously and that you remember the gifts that he gives us, because his love and his presence in our world changes our lives. It changes us. So as we continue today to celebrate this wonderful mystery of the Eucharist, as we prepare to celebrate the Lord's coming at Christmas, we ask him to prepare our hearts so that we can make a worthy vessel of his love, and so that we'll never forget how much he means to us. Thank you guys for your help. You can put the gifts back in the bag.